Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back.
Hi.
To the podcast.
These are new mic or headphones.
Yeah, not a new microphone. We're still on the same shitty ass microphone.
We have one. I feel like we gotta get close to it. We only have one microphone because we couldn't figure out how to do it again this week. It's been a long time.
We haven't done it in like 3 weeks and we're a little rusty now. But, you know, whatever. But we're coming at you this week with the Dirty 30 episode.
Thanks for sticking around 30 episodes with us.
Thanks to all of our subscribers because we've gone up a lot and you guys are like now adding us on our like personal social medias, which is really cool and kind of weird because I keep thinking it's like, what the heck, this random ass thunder.
I know.
I'm sure you guys can't hear it on this one damn microphone, but there's random thunder in North Carolina. We're going to die.
What happened, Thunder Bumpus, here in the Carolinas?
Yeah.
So we got some current events that we will tell you about. And then we'll fill you in what the Dirty 30 is going to entail for this week's episode.
Yes!
I look so pale this week. Look at me. Me and you are like almost the same complexion.
No, I look like a ghost. I was going to say that. I think that freaked me out. I was like, ooh.
I think it's just the light is really bright. It's brighter than usual.
Yeah. If you want to see what we look like, go to our YouTube channel and get a little snippet.
Or go to our Instagram.
Or Instagram.
We look better.
Yeah, we do. We recently went on a vacation up to Michigan for our friend's wedding. And we have some sassy looking pictures.
Shoot.
Go like them if you want. Our YouTube or our Instagram is Megan and Amanda. Megan. M-E-G-H-A-N.
I'm thinking of changing our Instagram, though. It might be easier for you guys to just find it through Not So Stoker Films.
Oh, yeah. That way they're not like
that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you don't realize, I'm Amanda, that's Megan. I feel like we've never said that before. So people that are just listening probably are like, which one's Megan and which one's Amanda?
I'm Megan.
I'm Amanda.
Welcome to 30 episodes in.
This week, why?
That, and it really confuses people,
what?
Is that our logo does not match up the way that we sit on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I'm the ginger-looking one.
I'm the one with the bun.
So we're backwards. Okay. All right, now some current events. We've got quite a lot going on because right now we are in the midst of the Olympics. I say that with, I work with the Olympics.
Go Rio.
So I don't know if you saw this or not, but last night there was a French gymnast that was doing his
Oh my God.
If you guys have not seen this, you have to go Google the video.
I got it right. I was guessing.
Yeah. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh my God. I kind of want to show you the video. Maybe I'll show you
it. I don't
want
to see it right now.
You have to see it. His leg.
Is it going to make me puke?
Maybe, but he's like doing like this like whole, what is he? He's a French guy. He's 26. He's seriously, his leg snaps. Like he's doing some like twirling thing, and like it just happens so quickly. His leg. Okay, this is his leg. This part's like all the way to the left. Leg.
Ew, why do you say leg?
I don't say it weird. Leg.
Leg.
Leg. I don't say it. Leg.
Oh my God. Where are you from?
Maybe that's why people call me I'm a youper.
They're like, what the hell? Leg. Man, what do you want?
Anyway, it's stretched. It snapped and snapped. If you haven't seen
it. Kind of like the bend and snap, but better. More blood.
Oh God, no blood. I didn't see any blood. I don't know.
I'm not even a human.
But yeah, so that happened. There's this thing that's going trending on Twitter right now where people are talking about their first seven jobs and hashtagging it. I don't know why this is trending, but it is. And why it's current. And I was trying to think, like, I don't think I've not had seven jobs. Can you name your, let's see. I had babysitting. Does that count?
So babysitting. Somebody just did that in that one.
Really?
Really?
Then I worked at A&W/Long John Silver/BP gas station. That's one job. Then I worked at McDonald's, Staples, and like a account, like a secretary job. That's five. And then my current job. So six.
Close.
What do you have?
I have babysitting.
Yep. That's like everyone's first job, I feel like.
That and I used to do car washes and stuff, but we won't count that.
Okay. Oh, your Chick-fil-A times?
Yep. So babysitting Chick-fil-A. I babysat Chick-fil-A. Babysitting Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, worked on a farm, and then I've worked at Panera twice. Two different Paneras.
Oh, yeah. So I'm up to six. Two different Staples? Does that count?
Maybe.
So I'm up to seven. Have we count that?
Because, I mean, technically, the Panera I worked at before was a different title than compared to the one I work at now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it is a different job.
I switched, I mean, not really.
You're the same. I was the same. You cashier, you copy print, you just say.
Yeah, that's true. It's copy and print. Okay. Angelina Jolie is going to teach at Georgetown University, and she's going to teach a class on women's peace and security. Kind of interesting.
And I feel like a lot of people just sign up just because she's teaching.
I would. Would you?
I don't know.
I just don't know what makes her qualified. Yeah, because I feel like you're going to have... I don't know if she went to college.
She has a vagina.
That's true.
She's like she's a woman. Did she go to college?
I don't know. Probably.
Patty.
We can hear that, right?
Yeah, they can hear that.
Sorry. It's a little ding-a-ring. So yeah, that's kind of interesting, I thought. Okay, I've got two more current events. Let me take a little swig-a-roo here for a second. So, as you all know, I don't know if I've talked about this in the podcast. Maybe we have, about children, about parents leaving their children in cars, right? We've talked about that quite a lot. So this happened again, but it was...
And again.
It was twins. Girl, like twins. His father...
Am I supposed to be more shocked because it was twins? Or am I supposed to be more shocked?
I was more shocked.
So many shitty parents in this world that shouldn't have...
You think that... Okay, you really don't think they would just forget?
What the heck? You have...
My dad forgot me in the car.
Wow.
Because he was... I don't know. Because I feel like when you have... Well, he had multiple kids. He's dropping us off at school. And he, like... I was at a middle school. My brother and sister were in high school. And so he kept driving. And then I was like, Dad, I'm still back here. I didn't leave me in the car. But
he was probably on a one-set mind that he needed to go to the next destination.
Yeah.
But you can't physically and mentally forget your child in the car.
I don't know. I have to disagree with you on that. I do. I seriously think people just forget.
It's like there's like a routine you go through.
Okay.
Like when you have a child, this is my theory on children. It's like there's a moment when you don't have children, then you go through this whole like labor and all that stuff, then bam, you got a kid. Whole different like life ahead of you. Like you don't leave anywhere without the kid unless someone else is taking care of it.
Okay.
So you get into this routine. How old are the children? Give me that, at least.
15 months.
Okay, so we have been on a 15-month habit of taking our twins everywhere we go, and then all of a sudden we totally forgot that they were in the car.
Mom is out of town. Dad's just taking care of them.
Oh, okay.
So it is a little bit different.
Because usually, not to be sexist, but usually the father's not the one taking care of the kids. So I could see at that point that the father could have possibly left them in the car.
Okay, keep going.
That was all I had to say.
Well, I knew we were going to disagree on this, so I have some statistics. Also, when he found the kids, he tried to put them in the pool to cool them down versus just driving them to the emergency room.
Were they just hyperventilating or what?
They were dead. They were completely dead when he found them. I don't know how long they'd been in the car. It was in the 90s.
What would you even do?
This was in Atlanta, Georgia, by the way, or near Atlanta.
So it was hot as hell outside.
But my first thought, maybe I would try to cool them down before I went. I don't know what I would do.
They'd be dead. You could check their pulse.
Okay. How often do you think this happens a year? That kids die?
Too many. That's like 20.
That's pretty accurate. Now, 26 cases a year. And how many times do you think it's just because they were forgotten? Like percentage, I was like 100.
95.
Lower.
80.
54%. All the rest are...
They didn't feel like bringing them in.
The child, 29% child playing in an unattended vehicle. When did kids go in our parents' cars?
I don't know, but whatever.
But you know what? As a kid, I got left in the car quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
But I never died, obviously.
We're still here.
I don't know what's going on all of a sudden, but, like, everyone's just killing their kids in the car.
It's happening more. Last year was 24 cases. And since 1998 to present, there's been 687. What does she have?
That donut.
Oh, 687 cases of children being dying in a car.
Well, what's the statistics of people leaving their dogs in the car?
Oh, I haven't looked that long. I can do that, though. But it happens more on the East Coast than anything.
Which I think is hotter, usually.
Or no. Where are we in the East Coast? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it happens to, like, two-year-olds and less more than often. So
I just don't want to bring the kid in, maybe, because it's such a hassle to bring toddlers anywhere.
And get the 17% child intentionally left in vehicle by adult.
But there's a really good podcast that's, like, it's following a case about a dad that they think intentionally left the kid, even though he, like, claims he didn't. It's, like, this whole big thing. But anyway, I don't know. I have mixed feelings on it, just because of that one instance where my dad forgot about me. Okay, I have one more thing. I'm going to skip one. This just goes right into our dirty 30.
All
right. So, London is going to open a coffee shop where you can get coffee. And like pastries, and then after that, you choose an escort to give you a blowjob.
What?
It's like legal in this area where it is, but basically, customers are going to enter a cafe, order coffee with a pastry or two, and then be handed an iPad with a list of escorts available to give a visit happy ending. It's based
where is this?
It's in. Let's see. Hold on. Geneva, wherever that is in UK. Wherever it is, it's legal to have, like, prostitution. I don't know if this is on whatstrending.com. And then with every extra 15 minutes, an extra 10 pounds can be added on to the 50 pounds. It's only for men, though.
They don't have any women? They don't have, like, males?
So a 60-pound blowjob. What is that equivalent to in U.S. dollars?
Let's see, hold on.
$60.
What is...
That's not going to take care of any STDs that those poor girls are going to get.
I don't know. Oh, that's disgusting.
Did you know that Starbucks and I think some other kind of coffee cafe place, they have banned people being able to even look at porn?
Really?
It's like a, I guess it's like a really big problem within cafes and stuff.
$8! Like $78.
That's crazy.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
Oh my god. Just for a blowjob? Like, I feel like you can go on Craigslist and find someone.
You probably could. But 80, I feel like. Ew. It's just. Ew.
And how sexist to not have men to go down on. I would pay. No, I'm just kidding.
So I feel like they know women are not going to pay for that. Like, women would not.
What? Woman would be like, yeah, I'm going to sign up to be an escort at this coffee place.
Desperate.
For $80. Maybe like $80 US.
Strippers or, I mean, people that are already prostitutes.
Strippers? You can make $1,000 a night just taking off your clothes. You don't even have to physically have to do anything.
That's true. And they sometimes can't even touch you. Although they do lap dances and that's where they get most of their money, right?
Yeah, but they don't. It's not like they're having sex with the people.
True.
You're not getting STDs or anything.
I definitely stripped before I prostituted. Because
I don't think I would ever prostitute ever in my life.
It's not safe either.
No.
They see more prostitutes get killed than anything.
Actually, it's not. I don't think. I know I would never.
You know you would never?
No.
Nah, I don't think I would either. I think I'd rather work at McDonald's.
Yeah, me too. I think I'd rather work for that $7.40 an hour.
Because then, like, you could get government shit or whatever if it really came down to that.
Yeah. I mean, stripping, I did have a friend that stripped for a while. She made some pretty good money.
Really? I heard it. Like, you make decent money. Even, like, what's, we know a friend that, like, has a waitress.
Yeah.
She makes decent money, right?
Yeah. I mean, at that point, though, the shit that they have to wear at that place, they might as well be stripping.
For real.
They probably make way more money anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, now, after talking about, you know, strippers and prostitution, let's just jump into the Dirty 30.
It's the Dirty 30.
So today we're talking to you about, you know, everyone's favorite topic, the thing that sells the most, sex.
Let's talk about
sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Okay. Do you want to kick it off? We both kind of like found a shit ton of stuff that I think will be very interesting.
I gotta open up my files.
Yeah, mine like, okay, I think I got everything. We've got like quizzes, we've got facts, we've got like bizarre facts, stuff that you guys like, just want to know in general, stuff about sex positions, all the stuff. If you're a relative or a parent of Megan and Amanda, please turn off the podcast now because we're going to get nerdy.
Okay, so this is my biggest thing about sex, especially in the world that we live in now. It's very impolite and very unladylike for women to talk about it, but let's be real. Everyone has sex. That's how we came to be. Without sex, you wouldn't be sitting here watching or listening to the podcast.
You too, lady.
It's a natural thing that everyone does, for the most part, except for, you know, like nuns. But one thing I did find very interesting when I was doing research, which I feel like, well, this will help kick off some things. Me and Amanda were born in the 90s. A lot of you that are listening are probably also born in the 90s. We are considered the millennials.
Oh, we are?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is our generation. And we have, we are said to have the millennial sex crisis. That we are having less sex than any generation out that is alive right now. Old people are having more sex than the millennials.
Really? That's going to be something to do with technology. Like, I feel like more people...
Yeah, that's what they had some kind of theory that technology might have something to do with it. That and we have a higher stress level because we just came out of college and unemployment rates are really high right now among millennials.
Sorry.
So we're like working more versus, you know, playing more.
That makes a lot of sense though.
Yeah.
I believe it. Because I feel like, too, like our parents' generation, like, didn't have so much distraction. I feel like, too, like, they worked, like, they did, it was easier to get a job and make, like, a decent amount of money.
And I think even the kids underneath us, I think they're not called millennials, they're called something else.
X's or something?
Are they Generation X?
I think so.
They're said to have more sex too, but you have to think. So like when you're thinking of the 90s kids we were raised with, we were learning technology. Like when we grew up, technology was growing up with us. So we weren't really exposed to sex as much as they are. Now it's like sex is thrown at them so rapidly, and we didn't have those kind of resources. Like the internet was not anything it was now. Like, I guarantee my 10-11-year-old cousin probably knows what even sex is.
At that age, or porn.
I had no idea how even sex happened until I was probably like 16, 17.
Me too.
And I feel like most people are like, oh, I had sex at like 16, and I was like, oh, what?
I didn't even know. We're gonna get real dirty. I didn't even know how to give a blowjob or like I thought you actually had to blow. I'm just being real.
Yeah, so I definitely had to Google some stuff. Or it's like when your parents sat down and talked to you, the talk. They never disclose exactly how it happened. They're just like, this goes into this, and this happened. And you're like, okay, so we just put this in that, and then you just sit there, or what?
I feel like my parents never had a talk with me.
I definitely had that.
You did? I feel like we might talk about this before.
Fourth or fifth grade, I had the talk.
Really? My mom literally, she was like, I got my period. She's like, well, now you can get pregnant, so don't fuck up. And I was like,
Thanks, mom.
That was it. But yeah. Okay, so you got, is there anything else in this article?
They blamed a lot of it on Tinder.
Tinder is such a bad way. I don't know.
A lot of dating sites were a big indicating thing of why sex is so much lower among our generation for some reason. Probably just a trust issue, too. It's so much harder to find people that you can trust.
Because you can't go around, like, I mean, you could, but I feel like one-night stands are dangerous nowadays.
Yeah, and who really, especially the Zika virus and everything else that's out there right now.
You always bring up Zika
virus. Well, now it's officially been transmitted
really?
Through sex. Yep.
Oh, just pick one person.
So now it's considered an STD. Or STI. They're no longer called
it's only through sex?
No, they're through mosquitoes, but they're also through sex now.
So if you have it and you have sex, then you, that other person can get it.
I don't really know what Zika entails, so I don't really... Is it a deadly disease?
I don't know.
We're not very knowledgeable here. I'm not so worked up on the Zika. So get your Google ready.
Let us know what you think about the Zika virus.
Oh, man.
So I went to womenshealthmag.com, and it's 27 sex facts you need in your life. I'm just going to go through a couple that I found interesting. Lesbians have more orgasms than anybody.
Really?
Yeah. And we have more orgasms than bisexuals, though. I think that's kind of weird. So, yeah, 61% of the time heterosexual women have orgasms, but 58% of the time bisexual, 74% lesbians. Maybe it's just more, like, exciting. I don't know.
I don't really know
how that works.
Well, I feel like the lesbian thing is that women know what a woman wants.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, like, in a heterosexual relationship, men don't. They're like Men orgasm a lot more than women. They're in the mindset, like, oh, yeah, like, let's just get this done. I'm about to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
Shoot!
But the bisexual thing is kind of weird. I don't understand that one as much.
I don't know.
That's really... Yeah. Semen is low in calories, only 36 calories in a teaspoon of semen.
Good to know.
Spit or swallow.
Spit.
Let's see. Almost 31% of guys have faked an orgasm. I found that shocking. Did you?
Yeah.
I feel like I cannot tell. I mean, I guess you couldn't. I would maybe if you're not. Oh, it is raining.
And that was an ADD moment brought to you by Amber Lester.
But I feel like if you're not wearing condom, obviously you'd be able to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe when you're wearing condom, I guess I probably wouldn't be able to tell.
I feel like guys are not that smooth with it.
I feel like we know how to fake it. I mean,
if you have not faked an orgasm, who are you as a woman?
Like, jump off, let's get it over with.
And condoms don't affect pleasure at all that much. Because you know how guys are like, condom. I've heard so many girls in high school that I was friends with, like, he says he doesn't want to sex with me because of the condom. Or, like, he has to take the condom off because it doesn't feel good.
Bullshit.
They have a new condom that's coming out.
Really?
I told you about this or no. It's called the Hex condom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be a revolutionary contraceptive just because the condom has not been remade or remodeled or anything since like the 70s, I believe, when condoms first came out. And the spokesperson is Charlie Sheen.
Oh my god.
But he's a good one. I mean, they picked him probably mostly because he does have HIV and he's a big spokesperson for HIV right now. But the Hex condom, it's redesigned to the point where it's thinner, but the way that it's called Hex because it has hexagons throughout the whole entire condom that keeps it together. So it's ribbed. But it also keeps it together so that way it's thin enough but it won't break.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It officially comes out August 15th. I was reading like a... I think it was BuzzFeed that released some kind of like thing about it.
We should try it out.
Should we do a review video?
We should do a review.
We'll let you guys know.
Oh, man.
That's a not so sober thoughts video where we only try contraceptives.
I can tell you my birth control is awesome.
I haven't been pregnant once.
Only a couple scares. We're getting too real on this one. I can really hope my brother just turns us off now.
Oh, my God.
I should have mentioned Ryan. Turn us off.
Should put a disclaimer in the beginning of it.
I'll put it in instructions.
If you are a family member, do not
put it on like right before.
Only one in five people use their smartphones during sex. Have you ever done that?
Like they're like, and then they're just texting someone.
That's the rudest thing I've ever heard.
Have you ever answered a phone call during sex though?
Like if your parents are called? You have? You keep going? Yeah.
But I think it was some kind of something major that was going on, yeah. I don't remember what it was. It's only happened once.
I can't think if I... I don't think so. Maybe eventually.
Maybe, you know, if the kids need to be picked up from school or something.
God.
We're trying for our third.
People in New Mexico have the longest sex sessions.
I can see it. I feel like they have a lot of time on that.
What do you do in New Mexico?
Who lives in New Mexico even?
And I just say, let's do one more. Having an orgasm can make pillow talk better.
Huh. I see that. Yeah, that's obvious pretty much.
It makes everyone happier.
I can stand you now.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I could not even stand you breathing on my neck, but now I'm cool with it.
It's fine.
All right, well, at this point, let's take a little break.
Okay.
And then we will come back with that interesting picture that you have pulled up on your phone.
Mm.
I found some good stuff. I have to pee really bad.
All right, we are back.
If you haven't already, follow us on Snapchat. We do snap a little bit during our podcast and throughout our week.
And you can find out what we're doing. Just a little self-promotion. I am Megan Rich Sheik. M-E-G-H-A-N-R-I-C-H-C-H-I-C.
Mo Jonas 3.
The number 3. But yeah, back to what we were talking about.
Do you have another article? I don't want to be hogging up all the time. This one might be a little longer because I feel like we've got a lot to talk about.
And we have a lot to make up for with your last podcast because, you know.
That was like 25 minutes, I think. I felt bad, but we had to do three in a day. So I just have a couple facts.
Okay, lay it on us. I'll just skip around on some of them.
Okay, I haven't even read them.
So we'll learn together.
Okay.
Sperm can be considered an anti-aging treatment.
I've heard that, where people save it and put it on their face.
Ew, I'm not doing that one.
You would never do it?
No.
I don't think, how would you like? You'd have to have a jar out to get the sperm. Unless you can buy it on Amazon.
I'm gonna look. I bet you can.
I bet you can. Let's look her up.
Are you gonna type in sperm anti-aging cream?
Sure.
Okay. People who are into kinkier sex may be psychologically healthier.
Really?
This is coming from SheKnows.com. It's mostly like a sex health.
Would you consider yourself a kinkier person in bed? Because I know I'm not.
Yeah, probably. 12%. Did you hit that?
12%.
12% of adults have sex at work.
Really? That would be fun.
Have sex at work.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be exciting.
It would.
There wouldn't be a lot of places I could do that at my work.
Because there's only a couple of places at my work that don't have cameras, and that's the fridge or the freezer.
Oh, God. Didn't you say someone at your open area did that?
Yeah.
Okay, do you find older men to be sexier for some reason?
Yeah, I think guys just get more attractive as they age. That and the maturity thing.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what it is.
I feel like guys our age are just so mature, and I feel like they're... Well, technically, I read something that guys take up to 7 years to mature. They mature a lot slower than women, so like whatever they are... Say they're 25. Subtract seven from it. That's actually the age that their maturity is at.
Yeah, because my friend that I saw over vacation is dating a 48-year-old man. And for some reason, I was like, that has to be exciting.
I don't know about 48, though.
Really? I don't think I would obviously not marry that person, but it'd be fun for a little bit.
48?
He didn't have any kids.
That's 50. That's your dad.
I know.
That's I'm sorry.
I have like an old man thing though. I didn't text Megan about this like over this weekend. I was like, for some reason, the dad in the OC is the hottest guy to me. I don't understand.
How did I respond?
And you were like, does not surprise me or something.
And there, you can buy sperm cream.
Really?
I think.
How much is it? $24.95,
if that's what that is.
On Amazon.
I don't know if that's what it is. I don't know if I searched the right thing. I said sperm cream.
Why did you not do sperm anti-aging cream?
Okay, sperm.
Around 30% of women have trouble reaching orgasm. I see that. Especially if you're with somebody, like, that you know what they're doing, and then they don't know you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like only women, like that woman, knows exactly what you need to do to reach that point.
Yeah.
Which is so unfair.
Okay, I can't find it. So maybe not.
A study found that good sex triggers the region of the brain associated with falling in love.
I do hear that, like, once you have an orgasm with someone, like, it's like, like, at least with a woman, I'm sure enough.
Yeah, I feel like a guy can have sex with multiple people and then just have the same sensation.
I don't get, like, group, like when people are swingers. I do not. Like, that grosses me out. Like, I don't. I guess if you're a swinger, cool for you, but, like, I get way too jealous already, so I would be like,
Yeah, I don't even know how you would even bring that up.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even find other people that are like that?
And that's
just
like,
have parties? Craigslist.
Oh, I was listening
Swingers looking for swingers.
There's a podcast I was listening to because I was so interested in, like, just the swinger life. Not, like, getting into it, but I'm just, like, intrigued by it. And this guy was, like, they went to a club, and then there's, like, beds downstairs. And then they were just, like, having sex, like, with the people. Like, they switched people, and they were having sex next to each other. And he was, like, the guy, because they were married. He was, like, I kept thinking about my wife. And I was like, then why are you having sex with another woman?
Yeah, it's crazy. They just need some excitement, I guess.
I know.
But they have clubs like that in, like, Disney World.
Disney World?
Yeah, they have, like, secret society clubs inside Disney World.
Oh, my God. Next time we go, we're going to find them and exploit them.
That, and they have all kinds of those kind of clubs in, like, L.A. and stuff.
Oh, yeah. L.A.
Which is so crazy.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's dirty.
It's disgusting.
Not the life for me.
Shaving your pubic area increases your chance of spreading an STI.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Well, because you think about it. When you have hair in certain places, which you have it in your nose, you have saliva in your mouth, you have hair inside your vagina walls, and it's all there to prevent and, like, all these harmful bacteria to reach certain parts of your body.
Mm-hmm. That's all it's there for, right?
Right.
Even in your butt.
Yep. For all those girls out there that didn't know, you got hair in your butt.
If you didn't know, good luck.
It's kind of like, oh, of course. Sex is 10 times more effective than volume.
Than what?
Volume. Oh. I don't know why I said volume.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that. The average vagina is 3 to 4 inches long, but can extend up to 200%
oh my God.
When sexually aroused.
That makes sense why you can push a baby out of it.
But that's more than 200%. Right?
Yeah.
A child?
It's going to hurt so bad.
And then you just look up at that person that impregnated you.
You did this! I want to have, like, if we ever get my sister's husband on here, which Amber, if you can get Dave on here, I want, like, put him on. He's going to be a doctor, or he's, like, I don't know, something. But we can ask him all sex questions. Like, about birth and stuff. Like, I asked him, like, how often does the asshole rip?
Oh, no.
We need to know.
Hey, this is something good to know. You should invest in a pair of heels, lady.
Oh.
A woman's butt sticks out 25% more,
Amanda,
when she's wearing heels. No wonder Jimmy Choo is adored worldwide.
Huh. I wear heels to work. Maybe that's why.
You got that booty, girl.
Maybe that's why no one talks when you're there.
No, it sticks out 25%.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Maybe they're jealous.
In a newer study, 1 in 9 young ladies have used the morning after pill after sex. Keep your babies educated.
Not us.
No, never. Your pain threshold can increase significantly during arousal.
Hmm.
A blowjob is the number one sexual act desired by straight men.
See, I know a lot of girls, once they say they get married, they're like, no more blowjobs. I feel like you kind of have to, though.
You just gotta, you know, not all the time.
Not all the time. Not every time. Maybe like every other time. Or like when you're on your period, that's what you can do.
Oh, but that's no fun for you. You're just like, okay, now we're done.
That's true.
The largest natural penis recorded was 11 inches. I'm pretty sure the average is 5.
5 inches erect?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like noticing an erect penis is scary.
You're like, what is that worm? Older women are more likely to say they've orgasmed during the last sexual encounter than younger women.
I can see that, because the guy knows what he's doing by that point.
According to a survey of adults aged 20 to 59, women have an average of 4 sex partners during their lifetime, where men have the average of 7.
That makes sense.
I've known some people that have a lot more than that. Like a shit ton more than that.
Like how many? Like what's the most you've ever heard of someone having?
20.
20? A guy? Or a girl? A girl? I don't know.
No, some guys I've asked and they said, I don't know.
They always lowball it. But when they're with their guys, they're like, I'm like 15.
Or no, I've heard guys and they're like, I have no idea.
That's not a turn on for a woman at all, though.
I don't know.
That's scary.
I don't know if I should sit on your couch.
Do you think it's a turn on for a girl to be a virgin? Like, she's like, I'm a virgin.
Maybe at a certain age. Like, if you're like 35 and you're still a virgin, people are like.
Like in college?
Yeah, I can see that because it's like innocent. And I think guys probably find it more attractive if you've only slept with like one or two people.
Oh, yeah. Versus like,
you know, twinning.
I don't remember.
About 75% of men always reach orgasm during sex, and only 29% of women do. Actually, most women aren't able to climax during straight vaginal intercourse. It needs some clitoris. Clitoral? Is that how you do that?
Where's that one at? Clitoral.
Clitoral. Stimulation to help them achieve orgasm, which I can see that.
I can see that too.
Yeah.
Most guys don't know that, though. Go for the spot.
You know what I hate, though? When you're having sex with somebody and they just go straight to it.
Yeah.
No foreplay.
Foreplay is
100%. For a woman, it is needed.
110% necessary.
You cannot just jump right in. That's just not how it works.
Unless it's like heat of the moment and you only got a little bit of time and you're like making out or something, then it's like, okay, well, we gotta be quick.
Yeah. If it was like some kind of passionate something beforehand where there wasn't any foreplay needed, but majority of the time, foreplay somehow, some way is going to be needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have always wondered this. So when people are like, oh, sex lasts this long, are they including foreplay in that?
I don't know.
Or the actual? I've always wondered that. If someone could answer that for us,
I don't think so. But some people, when they like, it lasted for like 30 minutes. I'm like, there's no way in hell.
Not even 15.
At that point, I'd be like, this hurts.
Mm-hmm. I would say like 5 to 10 minutes at most for the extra sex. If that's, if it's not including foreplay.
I would say 10. 5 minutes, Amanda, that is nothing. You can't get anything done.
To each his own. What's this one? Oh, okay. Seven things guys think about when you're on top. Which never happens in my life, so let's see what this is. Guys think boobs, which is pretty obvious. We've always talked about this. Everything's jiggling. You can see it all. I just prefer not to be on top.
It is a position that is suggested for women because it does hit... the clitoris.
Oh, so you do get more arousal during that position.
But it is a very uncomfortable position because of all the jiggling. And it's like you're seeing 500 chins. Like, it's not a good angle. got chins. We got rolls. We got boobs. There's a lot going on.
I feel like if you're a skinnier girl, maybe that would be an easier position.
Maybe.
I don't know. Guys, think, what should I do with my hands? I feel like most guys just put them on your boobs.
Yeah.
Or hips. I don't know. I don't go up there very often. I could stay like this for days. These are pretty damn obvious. Please don't break my dick. Oh, God. That's scary. I wish I had a camera right now.
Uh-uh.
All right, my turn again. Interesting. Do you want to go on to quizzes?
Do it.
Okay. Oh, I can see it. We should do a part two, because there's so many things we could do to this. Redirecting to BuzzFeed.com.
Our source for all quizzes.
Okay, this test will determine what type of sex matches your personality. Let's do it for you. Okay, which word best describes your personality? Reserved, ambitious, loyal, chill, sincere, or bossy with dollar signs?
Ambitious.
What's your sexual deal breaker? Lack of passion, no emotional connection, mismatched libidos, no romance, skipping foreplay, or selfishness?
Selfishness.
Same. Okay. Choose a terrible euphemism for sex. Slam the ham, lust and thrust, boink, bump uglies, shake the trailer, or hump.
Bump uglies.
Which animal adjective describes how you are in bed? Wild, playful, domestic, nocturnal, shy, or extinct?
Playful.
Okay. What food puts you in the mood? Whipped cream, oysters, chocolate? I know, oysters are disgusting. Cherries, red wine, or bananas?
Red wine.
Same. Always. Choose a truly terrifying vintage sex toy. The Hollywood Vibratone. Oh my God.
These look like kitchen appliances.
They look like torture appliances. Okay.
That one looks like it makes spaghetti noodles.
It does. The Polar Club Electric Vibrator. They put that down there.
Just do this one. Looks like a gun.
Okay. We're going to choose the gun one. These have really weird names. Is an emotional connection the key to great sex? Yes or no?
Yes.
Of course. Okay, that's the last one. You got morning sex.
Ooh.
For you, the best part of waking up is some morning nookie. You could you need something with a little more pick-me-up than coffee.
Is this true?
Yeah. It's pretty accurate, guys. Do you have any quizzes?
Yeah, I think so. Let me see what I got for you, girl. We'll get you a quiz.
Okay.
It's going to be like something super embarrassing.
Maybe.
Lady is straight chilling back here.
Lady, you are the cutest little thing I've ever seen.
Baby.
All right, this one is, what's your sex personality?
But it's on a different website.
Okay.
What we got? How good a listener are you?
Average.
All right.
100%.
Let's see. I prefer my partner to be kinkier than me, tamer than me, about the same, no preference.
Kinkier than me.
What is the weirdest place you've had sex? In the car, in a hotel, in public, in a room with other people, in a club?
Hotel. I've never had car sex.
Very adventurous. Which is the most important to you? Connection, chemistry, both are equally important.
Equally important.
Which would you role-play?
Ooh.
Strangers, co-workers, student teacher, other?
I don't know. Probably strangers or
that one's like, you're like at a club.
And you act like, oh, no, I would never. Probably student teacher. I don't know. I've never role-played my life.
You need to. Which appeals to you the most? Bondage? Thinking, candles and music.
Candles and music.
I knew. You have a threesome, and is the third partner your gender? Yes or no?
Probably, yeah. I couldn't see myself having sex with two men.
All right. How many people have you slept with?
Less than three.
We're not going to say the number.
What is your view on sex toys? Love them, don't mind them, not for me.
Don't mind them.
What is your view on swimming? I think it's great. Either like or dislike. Don't like it. How often do you have sex a week? One to two.
There's not enough time in the week for it.
You're shy.
Oh, I'm shy and attentive.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah. You could benefit from being a little more comfortable with your sexuality. You need a connection to achieve the most satisfying sex.
All right, I'm gonna work on it.
Okay.
All right, you're too shy. That's weird. Because I feel like I'm not a shy person, but.
All right, we'll do one.
Let's take this one together.
Okay. The hardest sex quiz you will ever.
Oh, here we go.
How much does a vagina grow when a woman is aroused?
Expands twice the normal size, I bet. No?
No?
Yes. Yay! We were right.
You can lose something in your vagina, yes.
Yeah. No. Nope, it'll just hang around at the top of your vagina until you or a doctor retrieves it. I've heard people like having condoms stuck up there for days. That's disgusting.
How big is the clitoris actually? Smaller than your thumb? Bigger than your thumb?
Smaller?
I'm going to say smaller than your thumb.
Wrong. Wow, bigger than your thumb.
Actually, quite a lot bigger than your thumb. In a different shape, too. That thing looks intense.
That doesn't look anything like mine.
Is penis size really related to shoe size? I'm going to say no.
No.
Correct.
Yep, we were right.
Can a hymen really tell you if someone is a virgin?
I've heard things that people haven't broke their hymen before. Oh, really? And they can tell?
No, you can't tell. The doctor can't physically look in your vagina and tell if you're a virgin or not.
I'm going to say no because they ask all those questions too. Yeah.
What does the penis... What is that?
Captivus. I don't even know what that means. What does it mean? It's when two people get stuck together during sex, or it's when a man's erect penis won't return to its flaccid state.
Yeah, me too.
Wrong. It's when two people get stuck together during sex. Ooh, that would be horrible.
Oh my god, I didn't even know you could do that.
What has the biggest collection of nerve endings? The tongue or the clitoris?
Clitoris.
You think so?
Yay! Were you going to say tongue?
Yeah. What is the pudendal nerve?
Let's see, it says it carries sensation from the external genitalia in both men and women. It carries sensation from secondary erogenous zones in both men and women. I don't know.
That's too much words.
We got it right. First one. True or false? The neck of the cervix moves up and out of the way when a woman is aroused. Probably true.
We'll see.
Yeah,
it's true. What is the average erect penis length?
Okay.
Six.
Six, for sure. Yeah, I was going to say eight or six. No.
What's the average erect penis circumference?
Ooh. Probably the second. Yeah.
3.8 to 4.7.
Yep.
4.7 to 5.1. So I'm going to say 3.8 to 5.1.
Oh, wow.
Average circumference is actually 4.7 to 5.1.
That's huge. That seems really big.
Yeah, like 5 inches. That's like...
Ooh, I don't like thunder, sorry.
What is produced in the Cowper glands in the male?
I don't even know what that is. Semen or pre-ejaculatory fluid. We'll say the second one. Yay!
What carries sperm from the testes to the ejaculator duct?
Vas deferens or urethra? I don't know. Urethra. Nope, vas deferens.
What percentage of men worldwide are circumcised?
At least 60. It was 60 or 30. We'll go with 60.
I'm going to say 60.
Whoa. Oh, my.
30%.
Have you seen uncircumcised? Me neither.
Not in real life. I've seen it on the internet.
It's so scary. Because don't you have to pull back the skin when you're having sex?
It's not cute.
What is Peyronie's disease? A rare STI or a bent or curved? I'm going to say bent or curved penis.
Yeah.
Yep, we were right. Can a woman get pregnant if she's on her period? Yes.
No.
Well, choose no, let's see. Ha! I was right, you can't get pregnant. It's not very likely, though.
If you're ovulating, I thought you can only get pregnant.
I think it's... Who knows?
That's not a good thing to admit.
What happens to... Do you want to keep going? These are weird. We might skip down. These are hard. These are weird questions and boring. We're trying to keep you guys entertained.
Okay. Are you good in bed, quiz?
All right, we'll take this one together if we can.
Are you good in bed, fam?
All right, this is for all you out there.
When it comes to sex positions, you sometimes try some different things, sometimes stick to classics, it depends on what you both are in the mood for, or change it up every night, you're not, and promotional ad.
Sorry, we have an ad. This is on Cosmo.com, Cosmopolitan. Now we can't get back to, oh, there it is.
Change it up every night. You're not afraid to try anything or use this on it with anyone. Tend to stick to a couple favorites. Or what he suggests, but you're not into the keen on doing anything too out there.
We can't go on the same route with this.
Okay, so we'll do you first.
Okay,
we'll just do you.
I would say first one.
Sometimes different things.
But sometimes. Okay.
You're having sex with a new guy. What are you thinking about? Just how he can get you off. Do I need to read the whole fucking description? There's not so much thinking as doing your appearance.
Oh, God. Probably there's not as much thinking and doing, although I really don't have much to go off on this one.
So honestly, how do you feel about your body when you're having sex? Confident? Pretty good. It's hot without question.
None of those. Pretty good, I guess.
I guess confident on some days.
Yeah, confident on some days.
You've been at it for a bit, but he just isn't getting you there when it comes to orgasming. So you just pretend it's good, guide him with your hands until he gets it, or you try to shift a bit to help him find the right spot.
First one, just pretend it's good.
You just pretend. Then you just get nowhere.
Yep.
Where's your mind when you're having sex? Everywhere. Typically on the moment itself. Kind of hoping it's going well the entire time with a couple flashes of things you need to do.
Second one. Typically on the moment itself. I'm focused. Focus on getting the job done.
How big of a deal is masturbating to you? It's part of your life. Not a huge one. It's kind of part of your morning routine.
Not a huge one. Just whatever. Whenever the time is right.
You're going down on a new guy. He's just not that into it. You try to switch it up. Keep going and hope it gets him off eventually. Just call it.
Probably just call it. I feel terrible.
So you want to give him a surprise in the bedroom for his birthday. You try that new position he talks about wanting to do with you for the first time. Actually go down on him without expecting anything in return. Get a new piece of lingerie and wear it. That's yours.
Oh, new lingerie for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's, you've done that. Mm-hmm. How often do you initiate sex? You don't really keep track. All the time? Never really.
I don't keep track. I don't know, but it's probably 50-50.
Okay, so the first one. In bed, you are pretty quiet, very loud, very in the moment.
I don't hold back. Let's see, it's calculating my results right now. It's probably going to say I'm shy. Oh, I'm pretty good.
You got the secret to great sex dance, having confidence in yourself, getting and taking feedback, and being open to new things. When you're as invested in him as he is into you, you know the sex is always meaningful and fulfilling. Keep it up and have fun.
Yay, I'm pretty good in bed, guys.
But if you want to take those quizzes, I found a couple on Cosmopolitan, BuzzFeed, and DoQuizzes.com.
Yeah, all you have to do is search sex quizzes.
Yeah. If you guys want to have a part two of this episode, just because sex is a very interesting topic, if you guys want certain topics within the sex category, please don't hesitate to contact us through social media or through our emails or whatever, because we are always open to suggestions or any topics. It doesn't even have to be sex related.
But this was fun.
It was a good time.
It was a very good time. Maybe part two will come with the Dirty 40s.
The Dirty 40s! She'll be coming up soon. And hopefully pretty soon, in the next couple months, we'll have some more guests coming on here.
Yeah. Maybe Amanda's boyfriend.
Or Lauren. Or Lori. I know Lori's listening.
Oh, so. Yeah. Lauren does want to be on the podcast.
Yeah. She's our college roommate. Our bestie. So, yeah. All right, guys.
Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week on Not So Sober Thoughts.
Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
Ladies, shut up!